Welcome to the very first episode of Long Live the Geek. And on Long Live the Geek, we like to talk about geek culture and life in general. So if you love all of those things, please support us and subscribe. Today's topic, we're going to talk about shit like this generation, because this generation as a whole is doomed. I'm talking about on the terms of TV, I'm talking about music, I'm talking about society in general. I don't get along with my generation, and my generation does not get along with me, and I'm going to tell you stories and experiences as to why I say that, because I know I sound pretty outlandish right now. So let's get into that. Let's start off with TV. I'm 18. I feel old. I think I'm an 18-year-old person with the soul of a 40-year-old, because back in the day, my taste in television wasn't really cartoons. I was very picky with cartoons. I only watched anime. I really didn't really have any like wide spectrum when it came to sitcoms, because all the sitcoms I watched was on Disney. And I was really picky because those shows had to be fucking funny or else I wasn't gonna watch them. I cannot stand a 30-minute sitcom. Just nothing. Like, why the fuck does it exist if it's not funny? I feel like after one season, if a sitcom isn't canceled because of the reviews, that's a waste of time and money. For example, iCarly. We all know iCarly. I believe iCarly came out when I was, I'd say, 14, 15. The show was basically a whole Friends ripoff, because there were a lot of Friends elements from, Friends stolen to iCarly. iCarly was such a drag to watch. Like, it wasn't even that funny. The most you'd get out of iCarly was a chuckle. And the only reason why iCarly got famous because it was Miranda Cosgrove. And Miranda Cosgrove, I believe, was in that Jack Black movie at the time. And then she got her own... She was in School of Rock. She was also the little sister in Drake and Josh, which was amazing. But, you know, she did not have the ability to make you laugh. Her emotions were really, the way that she talks was just so boring, and the lines that they gave her, I don't know who the fuck the writer was. Apparently, the writer who wrote iCarly also wrote Victorious and Drake and Josh, so there's some expectation as to what comedy you will find, but it's like, they're recycled jokes, and the only remotely person that was funny was Spencer, his brother. I mean, her brother. Fuck. I don't even remember. It was her brother, Spencer. Because Spencer acted like he had fucking autism. And Spencer acted like he had fucking Tourette's syndrome. He used to say the wildest things. And, oh, speaking of that, remember the show Kids Say the Darnest Things? They need to bring that show back. Anyway, I am appalled at what I watch on television today. I barely watch TV. The only thing I watched on TV would be fucking sports or the news. That's the only thing my cable box is worth. I use xbmc.org, not a sponsor, for all my streaming. And the other day I was watching Arrow, which is a really good show if you love superheroes. So go check that out. But back to the topic. I grew up on shows like That's a Raven, Boy Meets World, Friends, and that's mostly it. You know, people loved the Seinfeld show or whatever the fuck it's called, Seinfeld. I never liked Seinfeld. I didn't think Seinfeld was funny. You know, it's not that I don't respect Seinfeld. I think he's a comedic legend in what he does. But Seinfeld was just not a funny show to me. Maybe I was immature at the time. But maybe if I watch it now, I'll probably laugh at most of the jokes because I understand. But at the time when I was around, 10 through 16, 17, I did not like Seinfeld. I tried so hard to get into Seinfeld, but it was just no, I couldn't do it. My favorite sitcom of all time is That 70s Show. That 70s Show was perfect. Recently, I got into shows like The Sanford and Son, Twilight Zone, the original 1950s Twilight Zone. I really feel like those shows are healthy and wholesome. To, you know, it makes you laugh. It doesn't force a laugh out of you, you know. They had a balance. Those shows had a balance of making you laugh and making you learn. And you learn things from the plot of the show. Nowadays, shows are just like joke. And they literally try to force, like, choke a laugh out of you. And it's not really funny. I can't stand the shit I see on TV. And when I grow up, and I want to be a father. I am pretty responsible right now. I don't know that I want my kid watching television, because the television that's going to be on in the future might be 10 times worse than it is already now. And that's why I'm making podcasts like this, because things need to change. And the way things change is by being outspoken. And, you know, what on Nick as of right now? Remember all that? What on Nick? As of right now, you could watch a straight hour of and laugh. Nothing. The only thing they have left in SpongeBob is SpongeBob. And by the time we're like 30, by the time we're 20, I don't think SpongeBob is going to be there for that long. SpongeBob has been immortal, but, you know, he's going to get old eventually. And once Nick, they have a new SpongeBob movie, but again, once we're like in our 30s and 40s and we're going to have kids, SpongeBob is not going to be there. And who's going to be the new lead mascot for Nickelodeon? That's another problem. And I really feel like, as of lately, Nick has had bad ratings on all the shows that they've been releasing. Because they just release sitcom after sitcom after sitcom. And the problem with that is, they don't curate, they don't purify the networking and the programming of when these shows air. A matter of fact, remember when Nick at Night used to be full of old shows? Like, what were they, one of the old shows they used to post? The Brady Bunch! The Brady Bunch used to be on all the time! The Brady Bunch used to be on, like, they used to have reruns of The Brady Bunch repeatedly on Nick at Night. And, you know, they don't do that anymore. Nick at Night is filled with new shows that nobody watches, that nobody wants to spend time on. You know, it's, Nick at Night is not the same anymore. Nick at Night used to be that thing that we can't watch after that bedtime. Nick at Night used to be that thing, whenever it came on, we just like, oh man, the news. No, Nick News. Oh my god. Nick News was so annoying, because sometimes you didn't know it was on and you try to watch something like Rugrats, like, and then Nick News would pop up and you'd be like, what the fuck? I don't want to watch Nick News right now. I want to watch fucking Rugrats. Where the fuck is Rugrats? Fuck Nick News. And when you were a kid and Nick News used to be dumb long. Nick News used to be like an hour long, and they report shit. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Where is Rugrats? I want to watch SpongeBob. I don't care. And I think it used to come on Sundays, because every time I turn on Sundays, you'd see that blonde lady with and she was really old. And this bitch was reporting the news. Like, I don't watch Nickelodeon for that shit. Give me my fucking All That. All That used to be a great show. Remember Gabriel Iglesias? Gabriel Iglesias used to be on All That before he was a comedian. And look where he is now. Most of the people that were on All That are now on Saturday Night Live. Recently, I just watched episodes of The Andy Griffith Show. Looking at America back at that time period was amazing. I feel like The Andy Griffith Show is one of the best sitcoms I've ever watched, because The Andy Griffith Show depicted America back in the early 1900s, where things were fucking normal, you know, where black people didn't exist, because apparently there was not one black person on The Andy Griffith Show. There was not one, I swear on my life, there was not one black person on that show. And he was funny. Don Knotts was funny. I've not seen anybody funnier than Don Knotts. Don Knotts literally had good jokes. Matter of fact, I believe he improvised some jokes while on that show. So I think we don't have a sitcom like that anymore. I'm not saying it has to be 1950s all over again. I'm just saying we should set a higher standard as to what we watch on television nowadays. Look at MTV. Look at what's on MTV right now. Remember when MTV was about music? Remember when MTV was about things like music culture? Nope. Remember when MTV actually supported the heavy metal community? Nope. No. What was the genuine last heavy metal thing you saw on MTV? I barely hear heavy metal on MTV anymore. You know, it's like, it's all rap and hip-hop, and it's sad because MTV is about music, not just rap. It's about everything. Music is not just rap. It is all the genres in music, and that's sad because remember when they used to play bands like Metallica, and they'd play Nine Inch Nails, they play Slipknot, and they played things like fucking shit. System of a Down. You know, it's like, what happened? What between now and then happened to the point where MTV is nothing but fucking Teen Mom 1, 2, and 3, and Teen Wolf? Oh my god. And those shows are fucking horrible. I can't stand Teen Wolf. Fuck Teen Wolf. Teen Wolf is fucking Twilight on a budget. And I've seen one episode of Teen Wolf, and I fucking hated it. Teen Wolf is basically fucking, what's that nigga's name? He was the fucking wolf in Twilight. Whatever, I don't care. He was one of them if he had his own show. I don't really care for it. And the problem is with Teen Mom is that I don't feel like things like that are too personal for television. And I know we have reality shows. And I know we have things like Biggest Loser and things like American Idol. But I do not like Teen Mom because Teen Mom is one of those shows where I think that's a bit too personal. And I think, yeah, even for a reality show, I think that's a bit too personal. Because, number one, we only know what's on camera. So what's off camera could be a completely different story. And they say they have cameras around them 24/7. I don't believe that at all. And the problem is with Teen Mom is we don't know what happens after that season ends. The families on Teen Mom are so dysfunctional. They're so weird. They're just not right in the head. And the fact that their MTV is idolizing this lifestyle of a teenager being pregnant at a young age. Remember 16 and Pregnant? Oh my god, that show was horrible. 16 and Pregnant was the bane of my childhood because every time that show would come on, I would watch it. I am a victim. Yes, I would watch that show just to laugh at how sad and dysfunctional kids my age are. And the fact that they're promoting shit like that makes no sense. Why? Because that's their demographic? And even though that's their demographic, that completely makes no sense. Because I feel like they should have some morals as to, you know, these kids are young. I don't know if MTV supports them. I don't know if MTV gives them like a check or something for them being on the show. Because they struggle. They don't get better. Sometimes episodes of Teen Mom end up on a bad note. You know, it's like you're 16. You're my age and older. And you're doing this reckless shit that could easily be solved by putting on a fucking condom. And MTV doesn't relay that message. They don't be like, kids, don't live this lifestyle. No. It's like, why? And don't even get me started on reality shows. Because reality shows are so, you know, kids nowadays rather be on Love and Hip Hop than be a secretary. They don't care about being a lawyer. They don't care about being a physician. They don't care about having some sort of role in society. They care about being the next person on Love and Hip Hop. The problem with Love and Hip Hop is these shows depict women in a bad way. These shows depict African American women especially in a bad way. I don't like the fact that every 10 minutes is a fucking fight scene. There's nothing positive on Love and Hip Hop. And Love and Hip Hop is really a plague on African Americans as a whole. That's just the way I feel. I feel Love and Hip Hop is a plague on African Americans because of the content it shows. And not all African American women are like that on Teen Wolf. And I think, I said Teen Wolf, fucking Love and Hip Hop. I'm getting confused now. On Love and Hip Hop. And the fact that they only show the most negative of negative things on Love & Hip Hop is disgusting to me. Another problem with these reality shows are that there are little kids who shouldn't be watching these shows. So they buy everything that the person buys on TV, they wear everything the person wears, they act how that said person acts. And another problem with those reality shows are there's never a good influence on... Name one good influence on Love & Hip Hop. I believe Love & Hip Hop is based on wives who were divorced from rappers. That is telling kids that the only way you're going to get on this show is by divorcing a rapper, divorcing a basketball player, divorcing somebody who has some type of fame in the music industry, and you'll get your own reality show, and you'll get paid. That's not the way to live a life. And I feel like everything on a reality show is planned nowadays. There's no reality to a reality show. It's all scripted. So it might as well be a regular fucking show because there's nothing worth watching on a reality show except for drama. And sometimes that drama will be funny because dysfunctional black people will get into problems they can easily solve with common sense. Again, I don't understand why that happens, but that's just the way Love & Hip Hop Atlanta is. That's the way the regular Love & Hip Hop is. I don't care. You know, it's really sad. It's really saddening to see what kids watch, because when you think about it, this generation does not have an attention span. And what's even sadder is the things that they laugh at. Fucking vines. I think vines are one of the most uncreative things on this fucking planet. Anybody could write something creative in 7 seconds. I don't care. It's just a fucking vine. Nobody. I bet you I can make a famous vine in 7 seconds. It's not that hard. There won't be another comedian like Don Rickles. There won't be another comedian like Don Knotts. There won't be another comedian like Ellen DeGeneres, Bill Cosby, Kevin Hart. You know, I really feel like those kids won't have what entertainment we have. And I feel like it's going to be worse because those entertainers will be so influenced by hip-hop nowadays, because Hollywood will never change. Hollywood will always be Hollywood. And Hollywood is 90% money, 10% art. There's no art in Hollywood anymore. It's all about business. It's all about, you know, making the most money. If something makes the most money, it gets a sequel. That's the way things are nowadays. There's no thought put to anything anymore. There's no creativity, I feel like, in Hollywood today that if you're not watching an indie movie, you won't see. And I feel like Hollywood is a wasteland, a culture wasteland of just trash for a generation to watch, and I feel like that's really sad. So if you like today's podcast and you like my fucking sermon, because I was going in and I was stuttering a lot, I'm really sorry for my stuttering. I'm starting, man, and my mic is just a regular old Blue Yeti. There, I started again. You know, my mic is just a regular Blue Yeti mic that doesn't really do anything. It doesn't really give this podcast any quality that it deserves, because I really hope what I said meant something to you. So if you like everything that I just said, if you like everything that Long Live the Geek is about, please subscribe.